Let's move on and get to metastatic disease. And Andy, let's hear about your 46-year-old lady.
So this very pleasant 46-year-old woman who was first diagnosed in 2003 with lobular carcinoma of the right breast, she was stage 2A. She underwent a mastectomy, was treated with AC times 4 and then tamoxifen for 5 years. She chose to undergo a prophylactic contralateral mastectomy in 2005. Now, this was before she came to my attention. I don't think that she had oncology follow-up after that point, but she came to my attention. Just basically, you haven't seen a breast oncologist for a while. Maybe you should see one. And by the way, she had this huge abdomen. And I said, "What's happening for workup for your large abdominal ascites?" And she said, "Oh, my doctor's taking care of that." And she wasn't sent to me for that purpose. It was mainly for breast oncology follow-up. So, of course, I had her tapped. She had unusual cells in her ascites that really didn't give me a good diagnosis between ovarian versus recurrent lobular. She also did have some bone mets. So I ended up sending her to one of my GYN oncologists to help manage her with me. Her tumor markers were all normal except for her CA125, which was markedly elevated. So then it became a question still, is this ovarian or is this lobular? I decided that it was lobular carcinoma and probably a Krukenberg presentation of it, so I was choosing therapy for her. At the same time, found some data that these patients actually do better when they're debulked at the time of their tumor. So I sent her in for surgery and then started her on therapy.
How did she tolerate the surgery?
She really, really well. Really well.
So, George, for the last few years, we've been going to the Society of Gynecologic Oncology meetings, doing seminars there. You can imagine PARP inhibitors and all kinds of stuff going on. But it also kind of reawakened the whole issue of how ovarian cancer is managed and the issue of debulking surgery, which always seemed pretty strange to me. But in any event, what do you think about this case?
Well, whatever works, and it sounds like it works, so I certainly can't complain with what worked. I
What do you
mean,
think about the logic of debulking a metastatic tumor?
there are certainly cases in metastatic breast cancer where if the patient has isolated disease, and I think of this typically as someone who has a monoastatic lesion, or maybe someone who's several years out and has a solitary pulmonary nodule that I think is breast cancer, where we actually have a reasonable amount of anecdotal data that localized therapy for a metastatic site can be associated with long-term survival.
But oligometastatic treatment is one thing. You sort of render the patient NED. That's not the hope when you do debulking
No,
surgery.
this is something different.
What about specifically lobular? Of course, it has the propensity for this kind of spread,
Yeah.
debulking in lobular.
I wasn't aware of that data for lobular, but I can't say that it's wrong.
Sarah, any thoughts?
The reason I would do debulking or surgery at all here is to get tissue to test for the hormone receptors in HER2 and better understand is this ovarian or breast. And 9.5 times out of 10, it ends up being lobular breast. I've seen it in the ovaries multiple times. I don't know that I would do debulking. I wasn't aware of any data either about the benefits of debulking for lobular cancer, but I wouldn't do it per se for palliation or for the goal of longer-term overall survival compared to treating with systemic therapy alone, because debulking can have its own risks associated with it. But I think it was good she didn't have an answer from cytology, and that's important here.
I needed the tissue.
So she goes through this debulking surgery. You say she does really well. She still has bone mets, but they're asymptomatic.
They're asymptomatic, and there's a few. She doesn't have a lot of bony disease. There were just a
And
couple.
she's ER positive, HER2 negative.
Exactly.